USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 800 points to close the day at 25,479 as 10-year Treasury yields fell below the 2-year yields for the first time since 2007, an ominous economic sign. Lenore Hawkins with Thematica Research tells Fox News what concerns her as well.
The total negative yield in corporate debt was $50 billion about mid-January. Today, it's over a trillion. So $50 billion to over a trillion. And that trillion, it was half of that just a month ago. That's telling you that people are very concerned with what's going on for growth prospects.
In a developing story, police officers are taking cover behind cars and other vehicles in a neighborhood in Philadelphia as a shooting unfolds that has left several officers hurt. At least 4 officers have been hit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
United Airlines is announcing a new rule in their bottle-to-throttle policy for pilots. Pilots now must stop drinking alcohol at least 12 hours before they fly. The previous rule was 8 hours, which is the standard for pilots set by the FAA. Police in Australia report a major drug bust involving the active ingredient found in ecstasy tablets. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clements.
The active ingredient is MDMA that is used to make ecstasy tablets. John Wacker of the Queensland Police Department reports the seizure involves some of the highest purity of the drug and could have made millions of pills.
We believe the drug would have been diluted with other agents, and Queensland health analysts advise the seizure had the potential to make between 6 to 12 million capsules.
Authorities report 6 people have been arrested and that the seizure was part of an international organized crime syndicate. I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Violent protests are continuing in Hong Kong. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
There was chaos at the airport with fierce battles between riot police and pro-democracy demonstrators. Hong Kong lawmaker Fernando Chung rushed to the airport to help. When he got there, the violence erupted.
People are getting ready to fight, and many young people are ready to sacrifice themselves.
Protesters have lost their usual respect for the police and are visibly irate. The airport has now been returned to normal. Earlier, President Trump tweeted that U.S. intelligence is claiming that China has moved troops to the border with Hong Kong. Protesters say they don't believe it's true. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Attorneys have filed a lawsuit against a Los Angeles school that left a 12-year-old boy with permanent brain damage. The mother, who didn't give her name, did not press charges against the bully.
He has some anger issues that the mother was basically pleading with me and saying she was so sorry. And they had just buried another one of their sons recently, and he was struggling mentally. I had a level of compassion. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, my son is still alive, but I hold a lot of responsibility back toward that school.
Attorneys say the bully got in trouble a few days earlier for bullying, and if the school had taken action, none of this would have ever happened. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.